an amazing year of Counter-Strike, but this weekend, DreamHack, we want to bring you the biggest and the best tournament yet ever in Counter-Strike. It's going to be amazing. We've got 16 of the best teams in the world. We've got $250,000 on the line, which is incredible.
Hellraisers is going to win this game. To me, Inferno is one of their best maps. It's like a map where, when they're at their best, they're really good on this map. And unfortunately, Cloud9, I know they like Inferno, they think Inferno is one of their best maps, but they've had problems on that map, actually.
Nothing delivers a headshot on towards Kusha. That must have felt good for him. Markeloff shows them how it's done with two. Nothing and Sean Garrus both hit the deck. Sempest finally stopped. They're down and the game is over as Hellraisers have stopped Cloud9.
Next round. They aren't out of it yet, but unless they line up for JW. One shot, two kills. Hello.
Maybe it's going to be their turn. Simple picking up the opening kill. Auto Sniper finally goes down as Angel just... Now they're running out of time. There's 24 seconds left as they try and make their way to the B bomb site, but this is a 4-on-4. They're going to take down Simple first in the corner. Oh, Kucha picks up both those kills. They lined up for him. He finally goes down. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. The bomb is attempted here. Dosha, he gets the kill, and that's the only thing that matters. Markeloff can now just wait. Pronex tries to pick it up. He's going to make it around the corner, and he will get the plant.
Just at the last second, and then the Molotov goes down, and Pronex does it! Ace for Pronex! And Fnatic, they saved themselves from the brink! Such a close call!
Yeah, if Fnatic lose a round at this point, they don't have any money. So Hellraisers can almost win the game. Hellraisers picking Fnatic apart. Finally, there's a reply, but it's not enough. Hellraisers, they take first seat in the group over the favorites. Fnatic 16-14 victory on Mirage. What a game.
What a game.
This is the final match here of the group. It's Fnatic versus Cloud9. Best of one game. It's going to be on Dust 2. See if they can do it here as Hiko goes down. It's all on Shroud here. He's going to pick up a great flick shot onto Olofmeister. Now Crims alone. One bullet is going to take care of it. Shroud sprays. He gets him. Oh, the Glock is out now. He's got 10 health and running away. And Crims is out of time. He's going to stab Shroud and still lose the round here. Cloud9 picking it up at the end.
And now Fnatic is just abusing that. The fact that they, you know, we killed two guys in mid. They should probably be safe.
Hiko doing a lot of work. Picks up the triple. They line up for him, and that's going to be the end. JW triple kill. Yim Sung at 21 kills, Olofmeister 32. And Fnatic, they knock Cloud9 out of DreamHack Winter 2014.
To take first seed
with no nades, no nothing, that shouldn't have happened.
gentlemen, it's NIP versus ESC. It's the last game here of the group. The other one is a bit of a tricky situation. He's on a falls down, gets the shot, turns 180. He's got 29 health. He's praying for the box, and now the grenade is going to come out as well. He's got the pistol here, and he gets the shot home. It's a double kill, and it's...
He's trying to connect the dots, and through the wall, Tag on get right into the squeak and gets him through the door as well. Manai's back-to-back wallbang shots. Show in the end, and ESC certainly put up one hell of a fight, but NIP will be moving on into the playoffs tomorrow. They just barely dodged. They look relieved more than anything at that point. I think that was far too close for comfort. Going to be Dust 2 to start off the first quarterfinal of the day. Hellraisers will be starting on the CT side, NIP on the T side.
Just down there, Geraint is ready to take the fight. He comes out on top, and Geraint's playing at his top level. He takes a third kill. Markolov goes down. Yeah, I think you need at least 5 or 6 here, so that's looking triple. Oh, Simple with a nice 1D, and second one comes in.
Have not lost control of the situation quite yet, although Hellraisers are pushing up on short, dangerously close, but hello Michelele, 2 kills from him.
But they can't run out of time here. 6, 5 seconds, there's the bomb plant attempted. Could they hear it? I think the smoke actually blocked the sound. The bomb goes down with 2 seconds left, and that's gonna be it. Geraint cleans it up. What a performance here.
There you have it. Confirmation. NIP are not done yet. They struggled in the groups, but in the playoffs, they 2-0 their first opponent.
As we see Virtus Pro edging their way over towards his B-side. First shot will be Neo. Bialy joins in the fun, and the Virtus Pro side have helped themselves. and Pasha will jump into the fire. They had no idea he'd come that way, and Pasha delivers a double frag. Awesome play from him. We'll see whether they can take control of mid and outdo Taz, but Taz's headshot reminds us all what this VP side are capable of. Follows it up with two more. Lovely play from Taz.
They're still waiting. The patience game coming out. He can spot them coming out of screen door as well. He's here. He sees them down there. Straight headshot. They have no idea. Smith's looking confused and dazed. And there's going to be a follow-up headshot. Oh, Meister. You've got to be kidding me. Takes down Kirishima as well. Oh, it's hard not to love what Fnatic are doing right here. The LTLC, they just lost a round to it. And they still are not sure. They're just getting fired. And they're going down. All of Meister. They have no idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, great crowd joining us tonight here at DreamHack Winter. Welcome to all of you and all those online. This is the last quarter final, and it'll be Dignitas versus Navi on Cobblestone to kick us off. Device. Nade does do damage, not a full health complement of health between the two. Jumps out, gets the first. Can he finish off the job? You bet he can. And there's Fetish doing what he does best. Gets rid of Seize. Last man up will be Starix. Downs Fetish, and now it's Zipnix. He's going to have to hit his first shot, but Starix denies. All the way in the back. Well, take out the bomb cup diffuser. It's Dupree that goes down. The bomb ticks louder and louder as Device knows he's going to have to come for it. And Seize will shut it down and win the map for Navi by some...
16 rounds to 3, a spectacular performance. Has got three of them already with 30 seconds left to go. Can he go all the way? No, he can't. Nevi has done it in two maps, and they've done it in sudden style. They send out a message to the other semi-finalists that they're here and they're here to stay. A huge, huge game for Nevi. Have in store two major champions, Virtus Pro NIP. Obviously, your background with NIP comes through, but talk to me about Virtus. If you were still on that NIP side, what would you be fearing right now?
I would actually be fearing Pasha. If Pasha is on point, we're going to have a very tough game in front of us, as well as Snax. Snax is an incredible player.
Fist pump one last time and then go into the breach. Is going down, and Neo is going to follow it. And it's Snax alone up against Forrest, one versus one. Push in now, they do the dance around the site, and Snax is dancing with his pistol out, and will get a headshot to Forrest. Does he have enough time to get the defuse? 3, 2, 1. Oh, he gets it, and Snax, what a sensational comeback. 8 rounds for Virtus Pro to close out map one.
Is that now VP is on match point. NIP, they don't have a lot of money.
Next for the first, get right is down. Neo follows suit though. Big hit from Forrest. Freiburg also joining in with his Famous onto Pasha. Last man up is Snax here. Gets himself out of there and saves that AK. Taking us to a second overtime. Yeah. Going frag for frag, Freiburg's headed onto Pasha, does the job. Neo goes down to get right. That will entertain us next with Inferno, should we need it. For this defuse, awesome play from Neo. Can exist, stop it? No!
Counter-Strike wins. Neo picks up the round with a phenomenal defuse. That one was straight out of the playbook. Fight between these two gladiators. Virtus Pro and NIP, two of the stalwart names of Counter-Strike, have treated us to a fantastic game thus far. Freiburg and Forrest, fully armed and dangerous, will look to hold on to this site. Bialy is going to go down for the one shot. Can you believe it? Awesome play. Going to go up against them. The bomb has already done about a third of its time, though. There's Makalele with the orb, plucks down Bialy. It's Taz to save Virtus Pro. One more time! No! The new boy Makalele comes alive and wins it on home soil to give NIP their fourth major final.
Down, that's when things get really tricky for the Na'Vi team. Happy is curiously caught in this corner, just trying to see if he can get his way out. He gets the headshot as well, and it's a triple kill. Happy.
is going to be the grand finals of the last major of the year here at DreamHack Winter 2014.
This can't get any better. This is one of the best grand finals that we could have possibly hoped for. We have one-time champion winner NIP and home team as well against LDLC.
This is going to be a big opportunity here for Happy to lead this crew of Frenchmen, to the first title.
Second headshot, and it's going to be down to Kyoshi. He's just going to be hunted down. And then IP will pick up a pistol round, which is obviously a great start.
There is still one man alive here, however, for the Frenchman. It is going to be Happy. Goes for a bit of a pop blast, and this is going to be his big time to shine. The single spray, but he's nearly going to get the double, and he does. Happy is right on the edge. He is in a perfect position to get the flank, and it's a double spray from Happy. Looking for the third, and he gets the headshot. This is going to be brutal. Happy just needs to look out the mid doors, takes out the first net. Good jump down and take out by Clilly as well. Flash over the doors and the crouch peek, but Smith doesn't hit the shot. Instead, he hits a sick flick on the forest. This could get brutal, but there's the Molotov to force him out into the open. And let's see if LDLC can capitalize on this. Get right getting caught on the edge. He stands his ground and gets a double headshot spray. That's what we're talking about, Get Right. Possible here. The bomb plan is going to happen. Forrest is going to take this fight out in the open, but Happy will spray him down, and it's down to Freiberg now. He gets the one frag on Happy, but Shoxi is him. It's a one-on-one now, and Freiberg has got him boxed in on this site. Shoxi using this pillar perfectly. He cannot get wallbanged through this angle, and it takes it there. Freiberg! Shoxi tries to catch him off guard, but Freiberg, he will not be surprised. He lands the shot, gets the kill, and has plenty of... But this is going to be the 8th push here. Out of LDLC, they decided to just run straight up short, but Forrest assassinating them left and right, landing headshot after headshot, and it's going to be a third one. Forrest gets the fourth as well, and there you have it. NIP completely locking down that bomb site. But Michael's position is perfect. A flawless shot onto Shoxi. Kill.
Michaelis' position here, though. Forrest down the pit's going to pick it up. Michaelis to follow. The bomb is dropped. He picks up the double kill. Turns around. And he headshots him right as he comes out the apartment. It's Happy gone. That is so quick for Michaelis. And that's a quad kill.
To catch them out, but the kills are coming in for NIP as well, and now they have the man advantage.
And they do shocks very low on health. He's going to go down as well as Forrest with a triple, leaving Happy alone. And just sneaking up, looking for the headshot. He takes one, going back into it, and he almost drops Forrest, but instead, it's a quad kill here for the left.
This is NIP in their element. LDLC, this is their time to finally make history and close out a final. Now let's see how things are going.
Forrest coming up from behind, USPS in hand, and executes shots. Next in line, Smith goes down. Forrest, he's looking for more. He's charging on it. Unreal! He takes down MBK as one of this. Happy and Kyoshima. He turns 180, takes the fight. He's got one foot left, but back up is showing up as well.
Not looking easy here for LDLC. They have to hit some of the sickest shots. The Kyoshima will deliver one. Mike Lele, however, will shut down.
the site, and that is going to be NIP picking up the pistol round in this last map of DreamHack. Waiting, he's looking for his first frag, but it's just not going to happen. Mike Galele takes him out, and Mike Galele with the double kill! Team Truth has got obliterated. And Mike Galele gets a double kill at mid.
Now he's hiding, but he's got no backup. They're not checking. Get right, gets a free kill. C sends Verdi right, but all the game is and now Hiroshima 1-on-3. Incredibly important to make this round. This is Forrest. He's so good at it. Follow up from Happy. He goes for it again. He wants a second. Can he catch it as well? A stunning shot from Happy there. Now it's going to be a 2-on-2. Mike Lele holding the cross here. And it's a kill. Double for Mike Lele. 13-9 now. 14-9 as NIP pick up that round. Incredibly confident. To finish it here for the Frenchman. Absolutely strong performance.